Citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. We're talking certainly about the coin and sitting behind gold and silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Cindy, if you have a question or comment, don't be hesitant. Give us a call. Well, what about some of the foreign gold coins, things like the Austrian-Hungarian Corona? Are those certainly, what would something like that, what are those coins announced going to cost?
They're usually melt value coins, and I think when people get into foreign coins, I know, say with Swiss francs or British sovereigns, again, recognizability and acceptability. And that is so important. There's a lot of foreign coins, but I don't think people need to own every foreign coin that is out there. I have a woman calling me from, you know, she's located in Mexico, and, you know, she's looking to buy the pesos. That's okay. She's in Mexico. You know, I get that. But I don't think everybody that's looking to buy gold and silver needs to have pesos in their portfolio. So, again, I sort of look to the usage of the coins and how is it going to suit that person. And once you start getting into the other foreign gold coins, do you think your neighbor will recognize what it is? And when people, it's interesting, once people start owning a lot of or a wide range of foreign gold, most people don't even know what they have. Oh, well, I got this. I'm not sure what it is. Oh, I bought this because, and to me, that's wrong. You should know exactly what you own. And I know a lot of people who are in the audience are probably thinking, well, how can you not know what you are buying? And when it comes to foreign gold, and I see that more often than anywhere else, is they get involved in a lot of this foreign gold, and they don't know what they have. So if you're buying foreign, stay with British sovereigns. I love them. They're the most popular European coin, highly world recognizable, and the same way with the Swiss franc. Now, I don't consider Canadian maple leaves as foreign. I don't consider, you know, your Krugerrands. Yes, they are made of other countries, but I'm talking about the fractional foreign gold pieces.
And is there a demand here in the United States for the British sovereign?
Yes, there is. People like the British sovereign. They like the fractional piece of it. The Swiss franc, again, the Swiss franc is almost a fifth, and the British sovereign is almost a quarter ounce of gold. So it is a great way to get some fractional pieces into your portfolio.
Well, now, are there different types of British sovereigns? Are they all exactly the same?
There are different types of British sovereigns, but we just usually get the the most common ones. Some of them are a little difficult, and even the British sovereigns now are a little difficult to purchase because Europeans are buying gold. So when we could get British sovereigns overnight from Europe, it now takes maybe a week or two to get product in. So, so there is a difference.
Well, then now, then is there a growing interest in Europe on and gold coins? Because suddenly, and are you seeing a growing interest here, or is this predominantly in Europe?
Right now, it's the European countries. We're certainly going through the summer doldrums. You can look at the U.S. Treasury's numbers for the amount of gold and silver eagles that they've sold so far this month. And they're far behind any other month this year so far. So certainly a decline for both June and July. But I think, and which surprises the heck out of me, because we've got great prices for gold and silver at these levels. We basically have the world on meltdown. There isn't one, I mean, all the Middle Eastern countries, and it's just, to me, it's just waiting for something to happen. And it just surprises me that there's no fear. There's no one looking to preserve their wealth. There's no one looking to go to a safe haven at this point in time. I mean, with everything brewing with Ukraine and Russia and everywhere else, I'm kind of shocked and surprised, and so is the whole industry.
Well, I think that the very real possibility of a war with Russia, I mean, this is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. Yeah. And it's only really within 2 weeks. If 2 weeks ago, if I told our listening audience that there was talk about a war with us with Russia, people would have looked at you and said, you're crazy. I mean, who in their right mind would want a war here in a nuclear world? Especially with a country like Russia that has all sorts of nuclear weapons comparable to those in the United States. And yet, of course, it's a very real possibility. Read the latest Time magazine, and you'll find, certainly look at the legislation being introduced, certainly in the Senate, Senate Bill 2277, calling to begin to mobilize certainly Europe in preparation for a war. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you have a question or comment, Melody, how can people get in touch with you and get to your website, get the information you offer on a regular basis?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website, dgscoins.com. DGS, discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And they can get to our website and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, of course, they can listen to our programs. We're live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. They can listen to it live from the website or the archive. So make sure that the listeners get there. And, you know, again, we try to help folks have an understanding of the product that they purchase, how it performs, what they can expect in the future. And no one has a crystal ball, but we do see things on the horizon that seems to be very bleak. And you talk to anyone on Wall Street, they'll even agree that, you know, they're expecting some sort of a turnaround. Stock market can certainly go higher, but there isn't anything real underneath that stock market. It has just gone too far, too high, without any type of correction. And so certainly we're going to see one, and I think it's going to be far more devastating what most of the experts on mainstream are predicting. A lot of them are predicting like 20%, and I think you're going to see a much deeper drop than that. Perhaps not all at once, but I think once it begins to fail, I believe you can see it continue. So we just, you know, it's just a matter of time until that crack begins to get bigger and bigger on Wall Street.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. We've got Aromas Rich calling in. Hi, Rich. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi, Grandpa. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
You're a tough old bird. Melody, I have a question for you. The local coin shop has AU Morgan dollars. He called them AU 58, and they're going for $33 to $34. And I know I talked a couple weeks ago. I was hoping they would pull back, but it seems like Morgan dollars are really hot right now. Is that true?
Yeah, they are. They're very desirable. And are those actually slabbed? Those AU Morgan?
Yeah, just common dates, right.
But are they certified by NGC or PCGS?
No, they were just his certification.
Right. And so you never really know what they are if, you know, when a local dealer or any dealer certifies their own coin, you know, you should really buy circulator, go at least spend a few dollars more, at least get the lowest grade that you can. At least you have something that's guaranteeing that it is an uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollar. But they are. People like Morgan Silver Dollars.
Well, now, how is the Morgan Silver Dollar different than the regular Silver Dollar?
They're not mass-produced anymore.
I mean, but is there anything different on them? In other words, is the Liberty head, or the is it different than a regular Silver Dollar?
Well, the design is different.
Oh, okay.
The Morgan Silver Dollar versus the modern issue Silver Eagle. So the design is different. The modern issue Silver Eagle is a pure ounce one troy ounce of silver, where the Morgan silver dollar is not. It takes about $1.40 of the, which I consider the Morgan silver dollars is 90%.
Grandpa, I can't even hear.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, Rich, thanks very much for calling. And right now, let's go to Jake, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Jake, do you have a question for our guest?
I do, yeah. I've been following the news with the BRICS Alliance, and they just formed a bank to kind of counter the International Monetary Fund.
A hundred billion dollar bank.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And I listen to your program all the time, Dr. Stan, and I know kind of what's going to develop in the world. What my question is if the dollar devalues, I've kind of been thinking about buying some gold. Do you think gold could ever be used as a currency in the case that the dollar collapses?
How would you answer that? Certainly, Jake is wondering, could you ever use gold as currency if the dollar collapses?
Well, I do believe so. I mean, I don't know if he's thinking locally for bartering or going into the store or something. I don't think you'll be able to go into the store and use your gold coins. I think you will be able to, if you purchase 90% silver, you can do it with that, because you can do it today. You don't want to because it have the silver value, but that's why 90% silver is so important. You can actually use it at the store today in an extreme emergency. It's going to be difficult to see how this is going to play out. I believe gold will play a major part in global trade. I believe that's how they will stabilize all the world currencies. So the manipulation of the world currencies cease, and they bring stability. How we're going to use our currency domestically, whether it'll be backed by gold or not, I'm not so sure. I know there's several states that are certainly writing a new legislation in order to allow the states to do that. So hopefully that will still gain more steam and more states will go to there, to where we can get back to a real stable monetary policy. What people need to understand is when they buy gold and silver, you buy it to protect your purchasing power. You're going to sell it into the market first before you use it for any type of purchasing, whatever you need to purchase, and get the current rate of exchange. If you're not able to do that, then you will have an option to offer your gold coinage. If you wanted to buy some property, then you can offer your gold coinage as a way to make that purchase, or a building or a rental or whatever that you might purchase. You will use your gold to reinvest into the opportunities that will come our way during the collapse. There will be many opportunities to reinvest your gold as we go along the way. We're not going to always keep if you're carrying a large amount of your portfolio in gold and silver, you will sell some of it and take advantage of other investments as they're presented to us. Silver's for smaller purchases. If you do need to do some trading locally, if you need to go to the local farmer for eggs or corn or some vegetables or produce, you'll be able to perhaps trade with your silver product. That's what people don't understand, how important it is to have gold and silver. The old saying about gold and silver is you won't get rich with gold and silver. What makes you rich is you have your gold and silver to reinvest, and it's those investments, it's protecting your wealth, that will make you extremely wealthy.
And especially when the price goes up, and I have no question at all the price is going
absolutely
to go up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Jake, there will always be people out there who certainly will buy your gold or your silver and give you some sort of a monetary substitute that you can utilize for buying and selling. That's what banks have done right now. The gold salesmen, the gold stores in almost every community across America today. don't worry, there'll always be people who will be intermediaries for those who do have gold and silver. Does that answer your question?
It does. Perfect. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care. Appreciate the program.
Okay, fine. That was Jake calling from Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Melody, and Melody's certainly on the front lines of this battle, dealing with, of course, with gold and silver and their sales, and basically, usually when there's suddenly the price is not going up, why suddenly, in fact, when the price is down, people don't buy. They always seem to want to buy high and sell low, and this is the time, actually, people ought to be buying, at least in my estimation. What is yours?
Absolutely. Buy low, sell high. And, you know, we look at gold at 1300, silver at 20. Well, even at 1900, that's going to be a low price for gold. 2500 is going to be a low price for gold. 3000 will be a low price at gold. If you don't have any gold and the dollar is in the process of being, you know, exchanged for another currency. So again, a lot depends on what is happening around you, where you're positioned. That's why it's so important. You have an opportunity. You had an opportunity for a full year to get into gold and silver at these lower prices. And I don't buy into these people's, you know, and I hear all about all these advertisements. Gold is going to 700, 800. Silver is going to 10. You know, no one knows what the price of gold and silver will do, but it's highly unlikely that it's going to go to those levels. Not until they go extremely higher. I'm not saying they're not going to have a pullback, but I'll guarantee you when they begin to pull back, they will be much higher than where they are today.
So basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Melody, suddenly give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the fact that suddenly they're beginning to talk about war, what's your impression on that, Melody? I mean, when I heard this talk maybe a week ago, I just couldn't believe it. And now, of course, we're seeing more and more talk. The legislation has been introduced into the United States Senate. Obviously, this is a long-term planning. In fact, it would appear to me that suddenly the shooting down of the Malaysian Flight 17 was simply to be utilized simply as a vehicle for precipitating this call for a war. Suddenly, because Putin has not certainly somehow is responsible for taking that plane down. But I think this whole thing is planned. I mean, you do not write major Senate legislation backed by 22 senators and get it introduced into the Senate, calling for mobilization, certainly of NATO troops in Europe, and certainly beginning to build more anti-ballistic missile systems, who actually they calling for encouraging unrest in Russia. Basically, they're going to fund actually efforts to destabilize the Russian government. How would anybody feel if they were sort of funding people here in the United States to suddenly destabilize the American government? This whole thing is a nightmare coming down, and I find it almost impossible to believe that this is all within less than 2 weeks. What are your thoughts, Melody?
It really is incredible. It is happening at the speed at which it is. Europe put new sanctions on Russia. They came out today. The U.S. is supposed to come out with more sanctions tomorrow. And even the IMF came out and said these sanctions are, you know, there will be, kickback from these sanctions. I mean, it's just not, these sanctions are just not going to go, you know, Russia's just not going to accept them quietly. And so certainly it seems that they're ratcheting up the war talk. Putin has put Obama in his place several times. And, I think there's bad blood there and so many other reasons why they seem to want war. And, you know, they always say they have war in order to cover up our economic problems. So, you know, which is first? Is our system going to collapse before we go to the war, or will the war be created and then our system collapses? So we don't have the money to go to war. So we have our own war here at home, and it's called On the Border. There's no leadership in this country. And really, it used to be the United States. We sort of led the world as far as if there was problems, you know, we tried to solve it. The world doesn't even have any leadership anymore. It's just like everybody is just out there doing their own thing. Whatever it happens, happens. And leaders of countries are out to protect their own countries. And these are not good signs. People should be very careful what's coming down the pike. And
I think that most people don't understand that a sanction is an act of war.
Yeah.
And basically, we are putting all sorts of sanctions onto Russia. This is an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's telling you that, but basically everything is pointing in that direction. We're going to have a major cataclysmic event over there. And is it simply going to involve Russia and suddenly the Europe and NATO? Is America going to be drawn in over there? Now, we're dealing with a world where there so many countries have nuclear weapons. Why would anybody want to risk a war at a time when there are at least 9 and maybe more nations that actually have nuclear weapons? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you are out there in the listening audience, let me suggest you go up on the internet and you have access to it and look up the recent articles this last week by Paul Craig Roberts, who former Undersecretary of the Treasury. I've interviewed Paul. I think he's a reliable individual. As he tells you, the insanity that's going on today. Have you read any of his articles, Melanie?
Yes, I do. And you're absolutely right. He's got a lot of great information. He's been around. He's been involved. And he's a good one to follow.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking at this thing from a purely logical point of view, and none of this makes sense. If you look at this from a spiritual point of view and from a prophetic point of view, you'll recall that suddenly if you read Revelation 6:8, they're talking about a great war where 25% of the population of the world is killed. And then, of course, a couple of verses later, another third of the population of the world is killed. Are we simply seeing the normal progression of geopolitical forces, or are we seeing truly prophetic forces? My belief is we are seeing prophetic forces. And unless you understand that God is real, the Bible is real, prophecy is real, I don't think you can understand much of what's going on today. Your thoughts on that, Melanie?
I agree. Yeah, I believe we're seeing it as a spiritual war. And because everything else, if you look at all the other signs, they all back the spiritual war.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Oh, Melanie, one more time, how can people get in touch with you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188, 1-800-375-4188, and our website, vgscoins.com, vgscoins.com.
Melanie, God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
Fascinating.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sue. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us fund what we do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, as we reach out across America, trying to get people to understand that we're not only involved in a geopolitical struggle, a financial struggle, but there are powerful spirits or forces behind what's going on today. And this is the one thing that I think we have to offer. Certainly, there are a lot of people talking about what's going on from a spiritual point of view. A lot of people talk about what's going on from a geopolitical point of view. Well, we try to correlate the two of them to point out certainly that what we're seeing is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And if you agree with this and you'd like to hear this certainly going out and touching people's lives, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, if you call, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Sydney, you can make a donation. Sydney, you can learn about the lines we have. We have a line of health products and of soap products and gasoline products and a number of other products. And we do this because we think it's important to maintain a sufficient income so we can maintain our network of stations across America. And we do have a network of stations, but we need your help to be able to continue funding them. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you have to tell other people about our program and try to get them to understand we can only reach a certain number of people. But you can reach an awful lot of people, and basically this is what's happening. People are telling people, and other people are listening and learning. And suddenly, I'm very, very concerned. The fact that suddenly within the last 10 days to 2 weeks, we're suddenly talking about a major war. In fact, Sydney, we are committing acts of war against Russia. Now, Russia certainly is a major country. Certainly, it has certainly as many nuclear weapons as we do. And basically, of course, the leaders in Washington, D.C., believe a nuclear war is winnable. Ladies and gentlemen, all we would need would be 4 or 5 to send in nuclear weapons striking the major American cities to completely disrupt this nation. Even if we were able to hold off most of the nuclear weapons, But basically, even more frightening than that would be the possibility of an EMP attack, because if they were to have an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, setting off suddenly a nuclear weapon 300 miles above the center of our country, or it could wipe out the entire electronic structure of this nation. And when that were to, if that were to happen, why, America as we know it would cease to exist. Why even take a chance on something of like that happening? Well, basically, it would be very easy. It would have been very easy to have prevented that for a couple of billion dollars. It would be no danger at all. But it hasn't happened. And you have to ask yourself why, because it would be logical if I was part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, these wicked people who run America. The last thing I would want to do would be to lose our electronic system, because that's how we're able to monitor and follow and check on the American people. But there's almost as if there's an invisible hand out there that is blocking doing what's logical. And I honestly believe that is God's hand. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that God does play a part in the affairs of men and the directing of the events that are going on. Most people don't understand that, but it's real. Well, my telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Please go there and read our newsletters and listen to our programs and watch our DVDs. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our permission and our protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, the views of Arlene Coolum. Hi, Arlene. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be with you. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, that's just fine. Are we going to be talking about Common Core tonight?
Yes, I'm actually here in Fairfield in the middle of the Glenn Beck presentation about Common Core. So we're learning from him how he...
Are you struggling to market your business day and night?
Have lots of information to pass.
Email marketing is...
The people that are in the theater. And I'm just delighted to be able to talk about it with you.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead. And Cindy, because Cindy, Arlene went down to a meeting where Glenn Beck spoke this evening. Are you on your way home now?
No, it's going on for another half hour. I thought it was not going to last that long. But so I'm going to be having the interview probably here inside the theater, if you don't mind.
All right, well, fine. Well, you just go right ahead and bring us up to date. Certainly, is Common Core being this new educational program be introduced all across America? Is it being introduced all across the world? And why is it different, and how is it different than the educational system we've had before?
Well, as you know, I have written two books on this subject. My first book was called Common Core, A Trojan Horse Education Reform. I call it a Trojan horse because they're pretending it's a state standard initiative, that it was state created, the state had something to do with it. But that was totally false. The state had nothing to do with it. They didn't even know what was going on until it was suddenly thrust on them. So it's really a federal education program in disguise, and they had to disguise it because we have three federal laws against such a thing ever happening. We also have the 10th Amendment that says education is supposed to be local and under the supervision of parents, school districts, and states. Anything in the Constitution, anything that is not mentioned in the Constitution is to be left to the states, and there's no mention of education in our Constitution. So that has been a tradition in our country, so that they had to get around that, and they've done it really by stealth and deception, trying to pretend this is a state standard initiative that really was created by a national cartel, and the states, like I mentioned, had no knowledge that it was even happening, so it was suddenly thrust upon them. The governors of the states signed on to it in a time when they were under great financial crises back in 2008, 2009. They were told that they could compete for $4.35 billion, and most of them went along with this because they were so strapped for money. So it was deception that they were involved. They were told this was voluntary, but it was really by coercion that they went along with it. And it was in a time when their state legislators were not even in session, so they couldn't go to the state legislature for their consent. So it was really not even the state legislators doing anything about it until a year later, and it was already a done deal. And our Congress knew nothing about it. They were bypassed. So one of the things I say, this is education by without representation.
And basically what happened is they got a lot of the states to agree to go along with this Common Core program, promising them the opportunity to get a lot of money. But they didn't tell them that only a few of the states were going to get money. And then, of course, this was put through without the legislature being in session. The governors certainly wanted the money, but not realizing, of course, that only five or six states out of the entire nation were going to get it. And so they accepted this whole program. But once you accepted the program, you were stuck with it, even if you weren't being funded. And, of course, it is a disaster. We'll be back in a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Arlene is saying that, telling us how they got this into the schools all across America, simply by deceiving the governors, and usually when the legislature wasn't in session, then the governors thought this was simply another, an improved educational system without understanding this was the transformation of education, not only in the United States, but all throughout the world. This is to be a federal curriculum mediated through this computers. The teachers were no longer going to teach, but simply to make sure that the student would learn something which was coming in on the computer. Would that be a fair analysis, Arlene?
Yes, and in New York and other states where they've had it longer than California, the teachers are finding out that they really don't have the ability to even teach. Everything is scripted for them. And it's taking away their creativity, their ability to be the wonderful teacher that they've always been. Many teachers who have resigned because of this are saying that all the joy of teaching was taken away, especially in our country where we've grown up with freedom and having the right to do your own thing. And for a teacher to suddenly have that gone from her. Some of the new teachers coming out of our colleges that have not known anything else, they probably can go along with Common Core and think maybe this is good, but they've not been the kind of teacher that has had the freedom to do her own thing. My daughter-in-law, who is in San Diego area, was told that if she dared to go back to her old files, and she's been teaching for 10 years, outstanding teacher, if she dared to go back to her old files and didn't switch totally to Common Core, that her job was in jeopardy. So that's what they're finding. They're threatened that their job will be taken away if they don't totally go along with this. One of the ladies that was on this Glenn Beck program was a vice principal, and she resigned because she realized what was happening. And what she said was so amazing. She mainly was so concerned because of the enormous testing that's happening under Common Core, and that's how they're gathering the data on the children, enormous data collection. But she said that about 50% of the time that a child is in schools now is taking tests. Some of these tests are 3 to 4 hours long, even in lower grades, and the kids don't. And she said, really, the tests are to test what the children don't know. Things have been so transformed. And she said also that this is how the testing organizations make all their money, is by gearing the test, knowing that the kids are going to fail them, and then they will be able to have more tests. And, of course, the Pearson Foundation that makes these tests will be making lots more money because they will need more tests. Also, the books will be needed to prepare the children for more testing. So it's not anything that is encouraging them to do better. It's actually wanting them to do more poorly so they can go on testing and having more books. It's just amazing how she calls it an education machine, how this machine has now been so structured to do just the opposite of what education was ever intended to do.
And I'm sure that she certainly must be against this if she's speaking at the Glenn Beck program. But what can be done about it? Does she have any suggestions?
Well, his program, it went on last week on a Tuesday night. There are over 700 theaters around the nation that are seeing this. Last week, 700, and again this week. And they come up with some wonderful suggestions. They have on the show, it's being done in the Glenn Beck Studios in Dallas, Texas. They have five different groups that are there. One is on resource and research. One is on messaging, how to get the message out. One is on grassroots and how to organize the grassroots. One is on policy and politics, which you definitely have to have your legislators working with you. And then the fifth one is alternative plans to pull your children out and homeschool them. But all of them say the best thing you can possibly do is turn in some opt-out forms and refuse to go along with the test. And, you know, that'll just put a screeching halt to all of this because it's the tests that are driving the whole system. It's the tests that are driving the data collection. And this constant financial boondoggle this is for the test makers and the ebook printers. This is the biggest money-making fiasco that we could ever have imagined. And these shrewd people, that's what it's all about. And for them to go on pretending that this is raising standards and they call it more robust, it's just the opposite. It is really lowering everything about education, lowering it down to the lowest common denominator. And then it's making children just hate to go to school. They showed 10 to 12 parents and their children in, they switched to New York for a few minutes and interviewed these parents and their children. And one mother showed what her 7-year-old boy had written, that he was so discouraged. He hated school. He hated himself, and he just wanted to be left alone. That's what Common Core is doing to the morale of these darling little students. Of course, she was almost in tears telling us this, and her little son just agreed that Common Core was a horrible situation. And last year, before Common Core, he loved school. This year, he now hates it. And so that's what I think it's doing to us, undermining education. It's undermining the teachers. The good teachers are quitting, and they're just going to have teachers that know nothing else but this new system but are willing to go along with it. And that's why I've written my second book about this as well, which exposes a whole chapter is on what the teachers have written about this and also what the curriculum is really like. And the curriculum, the horrible sex books that they're bringing in that are really pornographic, that are Common Core aligned and required reading. So it's undermining not only the morale of the children, but also their morals. I have a quote by Lenin in my book that essentially says, if you want to transform a nation, you need to destroy the morals and the morality of the youth and make them only interested in sex and only interested in entertainment and sports and no longer even concerned about their country. And that's exactly what's happening to the youth of our nation.
Well, now, are any of the states considering getting out of the Common Core? Are any of the leaders or the governors or the legislatures concerned about this and trying to get away from it?
Well, what was exciting also, Glenn Beck had some of the leaders of those states that have gotten out. The two moms that really led the battle in Indiana, one of them was on the show. And these were Catholic parents who discovered Common Core in their Catholic schools. And they led the battle to defeat this in the state of Indiana. The only problem is that even though the governor, Mike Pence, got the school assigned the legislation to get it out, immediately, the state school board brought something else in that's almost a mirror image of Common Core, so they are still fighting it more. But in Oklahoma, this was the real success. This was led by a mother, Jenny White, and she just got more and more people organized to fight it, got a wonderful state legislator to write the legislation against it. And even though the governor of their state was serving as the president of the NGA, which is the National Governors Association that was really behind Common Core, one of the groups that ran the cartel creating it, she still signed the legislation to get Oklahoma out of it. And it was mainly because of just constant pressure, thousands and thousands of telephone calls and people constantly coming and speaking out against it. And there was nothing she could do but sign the legislation. So that's really exciting. So we have Oklahoma, North Carolina, their governor has just signed it. Also, Louisiana, the governor did it by executive order. So those are four states that have now gotten out of it. We had four states that never went along with it. So we have now eight states. And more legislation is going to be presented in this next term coming up by other states. So fortunately, the freedom of Americans and the desire for independence is still strong. We're hoping to learn from this experience that these other states have given us as a great example to try to do something similar here in California. But first of all, we're advising everyone to opt their children out of the testing. This is how we got rid of a horrible situation 20 years ago called the CLASS test, California Learning Assessment System. We just, more and more parents refused to allow their children to take the test. I was one of those. I opted two of my children out and refused to allow them to take it. So after thousands and thousands of parents were doing the same thing, the school district finally just said no, they refused to give that test. And Governor Pete Wilson, after just 1 year, ruled that this test was no longer going to be given and pulled it. So we had just 20 years ago, we can do the same thing. We just have to get more parents aware of how bad this is. And as soon as this presentation is over with tonight, with some of our Eagle Corps members are there in the audience, and we'll be giving a little packet of information to all of those present that includes an opt-out form, includes a brochure that has a closer look at Common Core, and seven reasons why they should say no to it, seven ways to fight it. It includes a little statement by Lydia Gutierrez, who is still in the running for a state superintendent of schools, and but she's as a write-in candidate. So they have a flyer from her, and again, this opt-out form.
Well, I think it's exciting to know that certainly that the information is getting out. Our guest is Arlene Kohler. We're going to be back here in just a moment to talk about this disastrous educational program. But fortunately, people are beginning to learn what it's about.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Of course, our guest is Arlene Kula. And we're talking about the Common Core Education Program, which is a disaster. Certainly, it's a worldwide program aimed at dumbing down our students. And basically, it is being introduced in all across America. But fortunately, at least 8 states have suddenly worked to get rid of it. Another 5 states never took it on. Is that right, Arlene? Arlene?
Yes.
Is that right, that 8 states now have gotten rid of it?
Can you say that one more time?
That 8 states have done away with Common Core.
Yes, that's right. There were 4 states that refused to go along with it. That was Alaska, Nebraska, Texas, and Virginia. And now we have 4 states that have gotten out of it, Indiana, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Louisiana. And we're hoping that there are going to be other states following that example.
Well, now, what's happening here in California? Certainly, California is a very liberal state. Have they embraced this here? Is there any way we could get California to back away from the Common Core?
Well, that's what we're hoping to do. Surely here, because it is such a liberal state, we've got to get the Democrats to go along with us and those that recognize how bad this is. We're even one of the biggest concerns, as we've mentioned, is the data collection. And a lot of parents on both sides of the aisle don't want their children to have all the time into their private lives that this data collection will be doing. So we're hoping to arouse more people because of that. We actually have a lady who's working with us who started Democrats Against Common Core. Her name is Sandra Smith. And when we had this big rally on April 30th, she was there and spoke. And actually, her organization helped sponsor it along with Eagle Forum and the group that I started called Californians United Against Common Core. So we have several different groups that are coming together. And that's the way that they have been able to fight this in other states, is by having lots of different people combining to work together to fight it. So that's what we're hoping to do. We're also hoping in New York, they've got the teachers' unions to come out against Common Core. If we could possibly do that, here in California. That would be such a miracle. And in Chicago, the Teachers Union of Chicago came out with a resolution against it. So we're just hoping to get people to start talking to their teachers, to their principals, and, of course, their school boards. I discovered attending a school board meeting last Wednesday night that they were talking about the budget, and a lady from the state of California was telling them how much money they could expect coming from the state. And she said, now, of course, this money we would like you to be able to use for implementing Common Core, but you have the right to do whatever you want to with this money. I thought, wow, because before the school board would say, well, we're just so worried that if we say no to Common Core, we're going to lose our funding. Well, according to what she said, they can do whatever they want to with that money. So we're hoping that that will be the case.
Well, our telephone number, if you have a question for Arlene, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is a disastrous program. And basically, suddenly the whole idea of bringing this in was to transform education. But at least 8 states certainly have moved away from this. Other states that didn't go into it initially. And so we have an opportunity. But the major thing is to get the information out. Now, with a controlled media, most people really don't know what's happening. But, of course, what we need to do is back organizations like Eagle Forum. Of course, Arlene is the president of Eagle Forum here in California. They're working with the legislature and certainly with other organizations. And that's how you get things done. The major media, as you know, here in California, as across America, is controlled by a small group of corporations. So the average individual doesn't understand what is happening, certainly financially, what's happening educationally, what is happening certainly morally as far as our nation is concerned. But there is an organized effort to destroy the educational infrastructure of this nation, and Common Core certainly is the vehicle by which this is being done. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment. Again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But you need to be involved. If not, of course, the destruction of your children, your grandchildren's education system will be at least partially your responsibility.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Arlene Kula. We're talking about Common Core Educational Program, Common Core Education. Now, if you have a question for Arlene, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Arlene, how can people get in touch with you? How can they get your books? How they can get to your website? How can they get the information on this Sydney Common Core curriculum, which is being introduced all across America?
Well, they can go to several places. The website, Californians United Against Common Core, is CUACC.org, CUACC.org, and that gives you all sorts of wonderful information. You can also download the opt-out form there. There's a petition you can sign online to try to wake up our state legislators, how many people are opposed to this. You can also, as I mentioned, download the opt-out form and read lots of different articles about it. There are videos they can watch, and there's also a way to connect to order my book. And if you want to go directly to the publishing company, it's TurnTheHelmPublishing.org.
No, I'm sorry. What is the publisher again?
It's Turn the Helm. Turn the Helm of the Ship. So TurnTheHelm.org, or you can say TurnTheHelmPublishing.org. But either one, TurnTheHelm.org gets you there as well.
What are the titles of the books if people want to get them? Can they get them from Amazon?
The one is up on Amazon. That's the one that you have. That's Common Core, The Trojan Horse for Education Reform. The other one just has come out, and I don't have it up on Amazon yet, but I need to do that. And it's called Common Core, or The Hidden Seas of Common Core. All those C words they don't want us to know about, like cartel written, corporation driven, cash cow, and just some of the big C words are central controlled, and the biggest one, of course, is communist-like. And that was just kind of on the cover of the book.
Well, now, basically, how does Common Core dumb down our students? What is it doing as far as studying mathematics is concerned? And how does the Common Core mathematic education compare with the type of mathematics they have at places like China and India for their students?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that one, because that is what usually wakes everyone up. The two moms in Indiana who discovered it in the Catholic school, it was because of the strange new math that their sons were bringing home. And what it does, for example, my son, who is a CPA in the San Diego area, his wife is the third grade teacher, she was showing him this strange new math. And my son said, has he had to learn math like that, he would have hated math, would never have ended up as a CPA. For example, simple addition and subtraction, where you carry the one or take away, it's no longer set up that way. They have to do these strange problems that they call them number lines, and in multiplication, they have to have the lattice method. They have to set up the math structure going up and put it into these little lattice format and cross multiply. So what used to take maybe 30 seconds to do a multiplication problem now will take 15 minutes. And then the students have to write an essay explaining what they did. In my book, I show an example of a father whose second grade son came home with this blank page. He couldn't figure it out, and the teacher sent it home with him to have his parents help him. The father took one look at it and thought, this is the craziest thing. What the poor boy was supposed to do was figure out what Jack had done wrong, explain what he was supposed to do correctly, and then write a letter to Jack telling him this. So the father wrote the letter to Jack for his son. The dear Jack, I have a degree in mathematics. I am an engineer, and I cannot figure out this stupid problem. He said, what used to be simple math and a way to get an answer done simply does not seem to be allowed. So then they sent that page back to the teacher, and the teacher wrote the father a letter back and said, I totally agree with you. This is ridiculous.
And ladies and gentlemen, they're intentionally making it impossible for our kids to learn the basic elements of mathematics, whereas suddenly in India and in China, these kids are taking four years of suddenly algebra and geometry and trigonometry and calculus. They're not even going to offer calculus here. But this is something as simple as addition and subtraction. They've changed it, altered it, and intentionally made it impossible. And I've certainly looked at this, and I would have a difficulty figuring out what indeed they're talking about. They know what they're doing. They're dumbing down our children intentionally. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and Dr. James Milgram, who is a Stanford mathematics professor, PhD, was asked to be on the validation committee for Common Core. And he refused to sign off on it. He was the only mathematician with a PhD on the 29-member validation committee and the real authority on the math and how the others even were asked to be on this validation committee without any math background. But he refused to sign off on it, and he says what Common Core is really, it's a political document done by special interest groups. And as an example of that, I was on a radio program in Idaho Falls where I graduated from high school and taught for a while. And I was speaking there about a year ago and was on this radio program on PIE Radio. A father called in from Pocatello, Idaho, about an hour southeast of Idaho Falls. And he said his wife had been asked to be on the mathematics committee to submit questions for the assessment test. Probably none of these questions were used, but it made them feel like they had something to do with it. And so she went to, it was a high honor to be asked, she went to the meeting, it was a five-hour meeting, telling the teachers what kind of a problem they could not submit. And they were told they could not submit any kind of a problem that had to do with mortgages for houses. And the reason being, but not all children in our nation live in homes where the parents actually own the home. Therefore, it would be socially unjust for them to have to find out about what it takes to pay a mortgage and the principal and the interest, instead of having these children aspire to someday be able to do such a thing, they're not even being taught that there is such a thing as home ownership. This teacher was so disgusted when she heard that, she just stood up and said, I'm sorry, but I am leaving this committee. This is ridiculous. So that shows you that the math is really based on social justice. They proudly admit that it's supposed to help establish a more just world, and it's based on political issues and unbelievable issues. And as you mentioned, algebra is being postponed from the 8th grade to the 9th grade, leaving no room for calculus the senior year of high school. And then Dr. James Milgram said that geometry is being changed, so they're getting rid of the Euclidean geometry. that teaches you all these wonderful basic facts of deductive logic and reasoning. They're bringing in a form of geometry that was so bad it was thrown out of the Soviet Union 50 years ago. And there will be no memorization in math anymore. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So it is. It's dumbing down our nation. So probably those students coming in from foreign countries that have had really good math and get all of the good jobs also were discovering that the people who were behind this, such as Bill Gates, his children get to go to a special school where there is no Common Core. The children of President Obama are going to a special private school that is not using Common Core. So there will be an elite society in our nation that is not being trained in Common Core. And there will then be those that are the commoners that are given Common Core so they can be dumbed down and take the menial jobs, the factory jobs. And that's what they're doing too. They're preparing our children to be part of a global workforce that will be menial, and they will probably think they're not qualified for anything better because their self-esteem and their whole understanding of education has been so lowered.
Hello? Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, you go right ahead.
Okay, so as I mentioned, that's part of the plan, is to lower education to such a low level that our children will not be thinking of themselves as worthy of taking any top-level jobs. They'll just be content to be factory workers. And that's also what all of the data collection is going to be used for, to tell them what kind of a job they can have and cannot have. And that's why constantly, whenever a child takes a test, data is being collected in that test. And that's why we're telling people to opt out of all testing. And they have the right to do so. The opt-out form gives them the education codes in California that gives them the right to opt out of any testing. So that's one of our goals, is letting parents know that.
Right now we have Ron calling us from the state of Washington. Ron is a teacher. Ron, go ahead. What are your thoughts on Common Core? Have they introduced that in the areas where you're teaching?
Well, I think our state has bought into it. Unfortunately, this will be one of the mechanisms that they use to completely destroy our republic. They're indoctrinating our kids. People talk about the dumbing down. That's certainly an issue. The loss of local control is certainly an issue, but the indoctrination of our kids into globalism and socialism and sexual anarchy, I think is some of the foundational purposes of this entire program. One of our candidates, Clint Didier, is very much against Common Core, and he mentioned that it was a proposal by the United Nations, and I've heard of that it was came out of UNESCO, and I was just wondering if Mrs. Curley could address that. Son.
Yes, basically, Ron is saying that he had heard this program came out of UNESCO. It's the United Nations program. Is that true?
Yes, very much so. It was back in 1984, they actually created the word Common Core, and Robert Mueller was the assistant head of the United Nations and was there from the get-go. And the sad thing is he is Catholic, and he then spoke at a big Catholic conference here in the United States the next year, and the Catholic Church, not knowing how bad the United Nations was back then, totally adopted this. So that's why Common Core was really introduced to the Catholic Church before it was into our public schools. But we're hoping that more and more Catholics are going to wake up to how bad this is. But in my book, both books, I have a big chapter on the global aspects of Common Core. And it's mainly through the United Nations, UNESCO, and through the Pearson Foundation. The Pearson Foundation has offices in 70 nations and 36,000 employees. That's how they're spreading Common Core throughout the world. Dr. Michael Barber, Michael Barber, who was knighted by Queen Elizabeth for the education reform he did in England, He is the chief education officer for Pearson. So he's the one that is there helping to implement Common Core all over through the Pearson Foundation. And he also just happens to be the head of one of the consortium that have written the assessment test. So he's in charge of PART. The other one is Smarter Balance. And he also has created his own kind of institute here in the United States. And you wonder, how does a British subject get create a U.S. institute for education? Everything is all mixed up and strange with Common Core. And it is a global plan. And Sir Michael Barber does not believe in borders. He's an atheist. And that's one of the teachings that he has, is that our children should be worshiping essentially Mother Earth. And he's very much into the New Age movement, and he totally believes that our children should not think of themselves as citizens of any one nation, but citizens of the world. One of the big mantras of Common Core is teaching global citizenship as well as social justice. And those are all parts of the Agenda 21 plan that the United Nations has for all of the countries of the world.
Okay, well, let's just see. Ron, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yes. There was a letter to the editor by some big liberal, a big pro global warming. Of course, global warming is just a bunch of hot air anyway. But this guy ridiculed Clint Didier for saying that Common Core is associated with the United Nations. Clint Didier, one of our candidates for Congress, is spot on that. And this guy is either completely misinformed or a liar himself. And it's about time people started standing up and calling these people what they are.
Amen to that.
They want to take our kids, they want to steal our kids, indoctrinate them to hate us.
You're absolutely right, Ron. So we got one more caller. Thank you so very much for calling. Let's go to Ted calling from Minnesota. Ted, go right ahead.
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. Good to hear from you again. Another wonderful program. I don't see how you do it. I think you must have higher forces helping you on your program.
I do have higher forces. I like to think that I'm doing God's work, but go ahead.
Absolutely. I'm actually from Washington State, but I just wanted to confirm the things that your wonderful guest has been saying, some of your callers. Here in Washington State, in the Revised Code of Washington, which are a statutory body of laws, legislative laws, it says right in our statute books that students in Washington State are no longer citizens of Washington. They're no longer citizens of the United States even. They are global citizens. And as global citizens, we have to be, they don't say this, of course, but of course, Common Core, the creed of Common Core, has dumbed everybody down. I have friends in the school systems here, young kids, children of parents I know. They can't write their names anymore. They can't sign their names because cursive writing's been completely taken up by so-called Common Core. What they do here in the state is that 70% of English literature classes have been eliminated in favor of Bill Gates' computer manuals, in which case kids are taught how to use Microsoft products, and they've got a whole captive audience of young kids in Washington State who will grow up to know one corporation, and that's Bill Gates and Microsoft. And Mussolini in the 30s defined fascism as the combination of public and private enterprise. And I can't think of a better example of that than this Common Core in Washington State.
I think you're absolutely right. And basically, we're dumbing down our children. It's not just here. It's all across the world. Ted, thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. I will, and certainly next time, call a little earlier. We'll have more time to talk, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
And Sydney, Arlene, God bless you. Thank you for so much for being with us. I really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks. Have a safe trip home. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927.
It's just not thousands of
missiles. And I suggest you call
today. The F-bomb, every other word, and basically threaten them.
God, Shabbat, Messiah, Yeshua.
With all my heart, I can't express
well,
it.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time in the program when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us finance what we do.
Most diet.
As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and something that we have to pay for most of our radio stations and certainly most of the... And then, of course, we're certainly in the afternoon, the evening program. We have at least 10 or 11 radio stations carrying the program. So it's an expensive proposition. In the afternoon, we have shortwave, and basically we have a number of stations there, certainly probably 8 to 10 stations at least in the afternoon, maybe more than that. So we need your help, and if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, it's as easy as calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our 4 best tapes or CDs in the month, and or simply subscribe to our newsletter, or simply you can go ahead and certainly get the books and DVDs and various things that we produced or that we have available, because certainly the profit from that goes into maintaining the Radio Liberty networks across America. And then, of course, we have a line of health products. Most people really are magnesium and selenium and iodine deficient. And you can get a list of the health products that we carry. And many of these we actually take ourselves. We send you the list if you request it, or you get that in the catalog, or you can go up to our website, radioliberty.com, and pull them down. And certainly we hope that you'll want to use those health products. We have a line of soap products, but all of it, of course, is utilized to maintain Radio Liberty. And if you think it's worthwhile, if you think Radio Liberty's message is worth maintaining on the airways, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we know that many people are having very real financial problems today. Suddenly the economy is not good. Many people, certainly 50% of our population, suddenly have no savings at all. So if you are one of those who really can't honestly afford to finance or help finance Radio Liberty, then we ask you to pray for our organization, for our provision and for our protection, because basically this is a spiritual struggle. We have to look to God to maintain what we're doing. I don't think for 1 minute, basically, that my message was of any significance unless God is real, unless we're seeing the unfolding of biblical prophecy, and I really do believe that as we look and see this insane new effort now to create a war between Russia and China and the United States, what insanity is that? Why would anybody want to risk a war? And when certainly both Russia and the United States have nuclear weapons, and Israel has nuclear weapons, and China has nuclear weapons, and Pakistan has nuclear weapons, and Iran probably has nuclear weapons, and certainly Saudi Arabia probably has nuclear weapons, and certainly England and France and have nuclear weapons. And basically, you have to understand, of course, the United States has nuclear weapons. We're living in a nuclear world. Why would anybody want to risk a major war? Or suddenly by accident, by one means or another, why somebody could set off a nuclear explosion? And because basically, it's only when you go back and you read the scriptures and you find out in Revelation 6:8 that there will be an incident where a quarter of the population of the world is going to be destroyed. And then suddenly a few verses later, we find that another third of the world is going to be destroyed. And we're told that suddenly if God didn't intervene, why, of course, most of the world would be destroyed. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's real. So please pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. But understand, we're seeing the unfolding of prophecy today. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices, through the prairie, through the ocean.